The Armed Forces Radio Theater presents Fifth Avenue Girl, starring Paulette Goddard.
Hear those birds? Those are the birds of Central Park. Central Park is a spot in New York where they allow trees and birds and squirrels. Squirrels are animals that like nuts, because the nuts sit in Central Park and throw food to the squirrels.
Here, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Come and get it. Squirrely, squirrely, squirrely.
That's John Borden. John Borden is not very experienced at feeding squirrels because for 30 years, he's been too busy making $1 million. But now he's learning fast how to behave himself in the park, like this.
Excuse me, miss. May I sit next to you?
Well, there's no city ordinance against it.
Thank you. Here, squirrely, squirrely, squirrely.
Will you stop wasting those perfectly good peanuts?
What's the matter? Don't you like squirrels?
Squirrels are too well fed.
Say, are you a communist?
No, but I'm a victim of capitalism.
How's that?
No capital.
Oh. Hungry?
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Me? Oh, well, I'm... I suppose I'm a sort of victim of capitalism myself.
Oh. Well, in that case...
What are you doing?
Tearing the paper in halves. There. Help wanted female to me, and help wanted male to you.
Thank you. And the peanuts to you.
Thank you. And nuts to the squirrels. Oh, you poor man.
What's the matter?
Well, the way you laugh. You're not really happy, I can tell.
Well, I guess you're right at that. You know something?
What?
This is my birthday. And I have nobody to celebrate it with.
That's a shame. People like you and me. Darn nice people.
You betcha.
And we have to sit here hungry and not celebrating your birthday and out of jobs. And over there on Fifth Avenue are all the plush bottoms and the Vanderdrips and the Bordens.
The Bordens?
Yes. Now, there's a family that shouldn't exist.
That's so. Why?
Well, for example, look at that son of theirs.
Tim?
Yes. Timothy Borden, the boy who's always falling off the polo pony.
Well, there's no harm in polo.
Oh, maybe not, but the brat never works. You know, the last time I saw his picture in the paper, I looked at the financial page to see how his old man's business was doing.
Uh-huh.
The stock had dropped from 50 to 30 in one day, and it ought to with a loafer like that Timothy in the family.
Yeah, he ought to help his father out.
That darned old fool. He doesn't deserve helping.
Darn old fool.
Well, of course. Don't you read the gossip columns?
No, they don't talk about about Borden in the gossip columns, do they?
Oh, no. Just about his wife.
Really?
Well, sure. Where have you been? Mrs. Borden runs around with that gigolo Tommy Hopkins all the time.
Oh, that's for sure.
Hmm?
Hmm? No, nothing.
Well, if old man Borden had any sense, he'd put a stop to that.
It's an outrage.
Well... None of our business, is
what?
It?
No. But look, you said Borden could put a stop to it. How?
Well, I didn't mean Borden could put a stop to it. It would take a man of intelligence.
Yes. Could you tell him how?
I sure could.
You know, that might be a job for you. A man like Borden might be willing to pay money for...
For information leading to the return of his wife?
Yes.
I never could earn a dollar that easily.
You might be able to. That darned old fool Borden might be awfully glad to meet someone like you. Do you realize Borden might be a pretty lonesome man?
Really?
Do you realize he might wish his son would go into the business?
Oh.
Do you realize he might hate to come home to a house full of servants and no family?
No, I didn't.
He walks around this very park feeding the squirrels and wishing there was somebody who remembered it was his birthday.
Yes. I see.
Do you?
Yes. And I beg your pardon, Mr. Borden.
That's all right. Would you like a job?
I need one.
You got one.
What do I have to do?
I don't know.
All my life I've been hearing about hard-headed businessmen. I never thought that I'd be lucky enough to meet a soft-headed one.
Well, I can't tell you what you'll have to do when I'm hiring you to tell me what I have to do.
You mean to win back your wife?
To win back my wife and my son and my peace of mind. To teach me to laugh as though I were happy. To be happy.
Whoa,
to look at life
whoa,
as...
Whoa, Mr. Borden. Instruction number one. Relax.
Then you will take the job?
On one condition.
What condition?
That you let me help you celebrate your birthday.
Good morning, Mrs. Borden.
Oh, good morning, Higgins. Is my breakfast ready?
Yes, madam.
Higgins, did you have Mr. Borden leave that check for me before he went to the office?
Mr. Borden has not yet gone to the office, madam.
Really?
Mr. Borden hasn't as yet come down, madam.
Well, didn't you wake him?
I tried to wake him, madam, but he threw a shoe at me.
Well?
Mr. Borden got in rather late, madam.
Oh?
Yes, and he brought a person with him.
Well, that's very strange.
Morning, Higgins.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Martha.
John, I think you owe me an explanation.
I shall go and see about breakfast, sir.
Very tactful of you, Higgins.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, John, why are you not at the office?
I've retired.
What?
I've retired. I hired an advisor yesterday, and the advisor advised me to retire, so I did.
Have you gone out of your mind, John? I understand you were out until all hours.
Yes. I waved at you in the Flamingo Room, but you were too busy with Tommy Hopkins.
Oh, well, were you in the Flamingo Room with this man you brought home with you?
I didn't bring home any man.
Oh. Oh, well, then Higgins must have been mistaken.
Certainly is. I brought home a woman.
A woman?
Well, a girl.
Hello.
And here she is. Miss Gray, this is my wife. This is Mrs. Borden.
I'm glad to meet you.
Well, I'm horrified to meet you.
Well, I'm a little horrified, too.
What?
I've read so many things about you in the papers, Mrs. Borden.
Oh, John, you will tell Higgins to send my breakfast to me in my room.
Martha!
Don't go after her.
Well, she's all upset. She's distressed.
But that's all right. That's just the point. She'll be more distressed when she finds that I'm staying here for good. Come in.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
I'm Mr. Borden's son.
Oh, yes, Timothy. I didn't recognize you without your polo mallet.
I'd like to sit down, if I may.
Of course.
My mother tells me that you're staying in this house permanently.
Yes. Your father seems to like my company.
How long have you known my father?
Ever since last night.
You only met him last night?
In the park.
Oh. A pickup.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of your father's taste?
I can understand exactly why he would be attracted to you.
Well, thank you.
However, my father's an old man.
Age doesn't matter when the real thing comes along.
How about money? Does that matter?
It helps.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Look, do you know what this is?
$50 bill, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet this bill that you can't get out the front door for good by the time I count 1,000.
Oh, I don't think I could make it. You see, my rheumatism's been bothering me.
I'll raise it to $100.
And you play polo.
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing. It's just that I'm amazed to discover that horses have better breeding than the people who ride them. What? Goodbye, Timothy.
Higgins, call Mr. Borden to dinner.
Mr. Borden isn't home, madam. He and Miss Gray are dining at the Stork Club.
Well, Mother, this is the 10th night in a row that Father has gone out with Miss Gray.
Yes, Timothy, I know, and I'm worried. He's acting like an old fool. What can we do to keep him home?
I'd suggest a line of chorus girls in the drawing room.
And now, question of the week. When that prominent manufacturer steps out with a girl who is Borden, get it? Borden in his home. Which does he burn up faster, the town or his wife? Huh?
Good evening, Miss Gray.
Good evening, Miss Gray.
Good evening. My, looks like a family delegation waiting for me.
We're waiting for my father.
Oh, is he late getting down again?
Hello there, Mary. All ready?
Come on.
Oh, well, you look beautiful, Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello, Martha. Hello, Tim. Well, Mary, ready to step out?
Yes, we better hurry. You know those head waiters don't hold tables very long these days.
Father.
Yes, Tim?
Tim and I wanted to ask you to stay home for dinner tonight, John.
Oh, I couldn't do that, but I might see you later, Martha. You'll be going out with Tommy Hopkins, won't you?
Oh.
Might see you at one of the clubs.
Father, see here.
No, which club, John?
Oh, we never know in advance. There's one place up in Harlem, but I'm afraid it's a little too rough for you, Mrs. Borden.
Oh!
Mary, I want a rumba tonight. How does that song go, that rumba song?
Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da. Goodbye, all.
Well, where'll we go?
The usual.
Look, Mr. Borden, maybe we ought to go to a nightclub once. At least we'd be indoors.
Oh, but I can't stand nightclubs, Mary.
All right, let's go over to the park and find our bench and wait for 4 o'clock in the morning to come again. But tonight, for heaven's sake, don't talk to me about your business problems.
We will continue with Act Two of Fifth Avenue Girl right after we hear the orchestra play Dancing on the Ceiling.
Gray is one of the strangest jobs anyone ever had. Mr. John Borden is paying her to live in his home and go out with him each night in an effort to win back his wife and make a man of his son. The most attractive feature of Mary's job is that she can sleep late every morning. It's almost noon now and she's just gotten dressed when someone knocks on the door.
Come in. Oh, good morning, Tim.
Good afternoon. Did you put these things in my room?
Yes.
Why?
They're reports on the state of your father's business. And since your father's too old to work...
Bunk. He wasn't too old a couple of weeks ago.
He feels he is now.
Are you trying to be clever?
Somebody's got to fill your father's shoes. They're probably too big for you, though.
Oh. I'm not a man, is that it?
Are you?
I don't have to take this kind of talk from a gold digger.
What is a gold digger?
Well, you ought to know.
What makes you think you're not one? What have you done to deserve that suit you're wearing, this house, and your polo ponies? What have you ever accomplished?
And what do you expect to accomplish? Do you expect to marry my father?
Well, I haven't decided. I like him well enough, but I'd certainly hate to be related to you.
Why?
Come in.
Hello, Mary. Hello there, Tim.
Dad, can I speak to you privately?
You might ask Miss Gray for an appointment.
Do you mind if I speak to my father, Miss Gray?
Not at all.
Well, please go away, then.
Not at all.
What do you want? Speak up, Tim.
Well, all right. It's about these reports. Have you seen them?
Huh? Oh, those business reports. Well, I told Miss Gray to throw them out.
I've been looking through them, and the situation is pretty desperate.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
Well, I don't know anything about manufacturing pumps.
Mary, he says he doesn't know anything about manufacturing pumps.
Well, I guess he'll just have to learn.
Miss Gray.
Yes, Mrs. Borden.
Do you mind if I sit down here with you, Miss Gray?
Oh, not at all.
I just want to be a good sport, that's all. I know when I'm beaten, so let's be friends.
Well, of course.
I'll admit that I hated you at first.
Why shouldn't you?
Well, because I brought this on myself. I gave my husband nothing, and you've given him youth and beauty.
Oh, my goodness, I'm not beautiful. I have to fix up a lot.
Well, I've kept asking myself why you couldn't have fallen in love with a younger man, but I guess that's beside the point.
Well, all the younger men I know are broke, Mrs. Borden.
Well, I certainly hope it isn't Mr. Borden's money you want.
Well, not exactly, but he has quite a lot, hasn't he?
Now, see here. I don't want you to take my husband just for his money. I'm giving up my place to you after trying every feminine trick I know of.
Not every trick.
Oh? What do you mean?
Nothing.
Well, all right then. But I don't want John to be unhappy. I don't want a woman to have him unless she...
Unless she really cares for him?
Unless she really cares for him.
Well, I wouldn't want to tell you this, Mrs. Borden, only I'm a little disappointed in your husband.
What?
He was a very good sport at first, but I'm afraid he's beginning to open up at the seams.
He is? Well, I don't understand.
Oh, well, he's such a sentimental old duck. Always talking about the past. You know where he's been taking me lately?
No.
To a joint that serves beef stew exclusively. And if there's anything I hate, it's beef stew. I was weaned on it.
Oh, beef stew. You know, we used to have a lot of beef stew when we were first married.
That's exactly what I meant. Beef stew is the one feminine trick that you haven't used, Mrs. Borden.
So you had to come up here to see the old man, huh?
It's always a pleasure to see you, boss.
Don't try to kid me. I know you came up here to get advice on how to run the business.
Not at all. I came to tell you how well the business is being run without you.
Why?
It's your son.
Oh, well.
He certainly got a wonderful idea.
He's my son.
The whole thing hinges on a cheaper pump.
Yeah, now that's out. Borden pump set.
Wait a minute, boss. There's something to his idea. He says if we extend long-term credit to farmers, they'll be able to buy our pumps and irrigate their crops, and we can get credit on their notes and keep the factories rolling.
Yeah, sounds good. Why didn't we think of that?
Hello. Am I butting in?
No, Tim. Terwilliger and I were just talking over a few personal matters.
Well, I wanted to talk to you too, Dad.
I'll go.
Thanks very much for dropping in, Terwilliger. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Tim, what's all this about long-term credit and a cheaper pump?
Your pumps have got whiskers, and so have your ideas.
What?
If I'm going to run the business, I'm going to run it my way.
Now, wait a minute. Borden pumps set a standard 25 years ago that...
I don't care about 25 years ago. You've got to try new ideas.
Oh. Well, you're running the business. Do what you like. Now, what do you want to see me about?
Come here.
Where?
Over here to the door.
Right.
Smell. Do you smell it?
Oh, by the great Lord Harry. Beef stew.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mother's making it out in the kitchen. She was hoping you'd like to stay home and have some, then.
Beef stew.
Hello. You all ready to go out?
My father was thinking of staying home tonight, Miss Gray.
Well, I don't know. I do have a date with Miss Gray, and I...
I'll be glad to take Miss Gray.
Well, I... Would you mind, Mary?
Well, not if it's what you want, Mr. Borden.
Oh.
Of course, we do have a date.
It's all settled. Let's go, Miss Gray.
This is our bench.
Whose bench?
Your father's and mine.
Okay, let's sit down. Now, you and my father don't come to the park every night.
Yes, we do.
Well, if that's true, this whole business is even more disgusting than I thought. Why should you want to sit in the park with an old man?
Don't you suppose I'd rather sit here with a young man?
Well, you're doing that right now.
Well, I'm very conscious of that.
Mm. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm conscious of you, too.
Distastefully?
Well, that's how I should think of you, but...
But what?
Well, after all, I am young. You said that yourself. And I guess the beast is coming out in me.
Oh, well, I love dumb animals, if they're not too dumb.
You know, you're very beautiful.
Am I?
You know you are. You... What if I kissed you?
Well, I don't know. What if you did?
Well, I don't know. I shouldn't have done that.
I didn't mind it at all.
I suppose that's what you've been doing with my...
Oh, Jim, no. Why, he's old enough to be my father-in-law.
What?
Sorry, that was a slip of the tongue.
Yes, it certainly was, wasn't it?
Oh, well, I didn't mean to.
No, you didn't mean to let me know. You wanted to be more subtle.
Tim, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. You went after my father because he had money and you made a fool of him because there was no other way of getting him.
Well, that's not true.
You kept him from his business and taught him to dance and you flattered him and probably necked with him. But tonight, when you saw that the spell was broken, you went after his son.
Tim, what are you saying to me?
The truth. That's why you brought me to the park. That's why you sat with me on this bench.
Why, you dirty-minded little beast. I'm through with you and your whole family.
Mary, listen.
You leave me alone. Mr. Borden.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Mary, I've got great news for you. Mrs. Borden and I have been...
Oh, Mary, we've made up all our differences. Yeah. I understand everything now.
Well, I'm glad of that because I'm resigning.
Yeah, wait. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm resigning. I can't play any longer. I wasn't doing anything to anybody. I was just sitting on a park bench minding my own business. I didn't ask for this job. You forced it on me.
But Mary,
I'm sorry I ever saw you. I'm sorry I ever saw this place. I can't take it any longer.
Mary.
Goodbye.
Dad, I heard what she said about a job. Was she working here?
Well, of course she was, Timothy.
Oh, Mary.
Mary. Hey, Tim, try the park.
Don't talk to me.
All right. Mind if I sit next to you?
Well, there's no city ordinance against it.
I'd like to beg your pardon.
Granted.
Why did you come to the park?
Why do you think I did?
Because you knew I'd come here?
You're very clever.
It's true, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mary.
Please take your arm from my shoulder.
Mary, I want to...
To what?
To marry you.
So you still think I want to marry a millionaire?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, then take your arm away from my shoulder.
Oh, all right.
And put it around my waist.
Oh, all right.
You see how wrong you are, Tim? I do want to marry a millionaire. I'd love to.
Fifth Avenue Girl, starring Paulette Goddard, has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Theater. Corporal Bruce Sedley speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.